I've just spent the last hour in the company of men, and I'm actually bored. I'm still in Mulligan's pub, and I've had the really good fortune to be relieved of the company of men, because I've run into a woman here, and she's actually from something extraordinarily interesting. And I'm going to read the... Yeah, so you're from the Amsterdam School of Creative Leadership.
Yes. My name is Lisa Ring, and I work for Think. And Think is the Amsterdam School of Creative Leadership.
Now, that's a mouthful, and it could be anything from you're the people who help people to become like either Van Gogh or like Rembrandt, you know? Are you a Van Gogh person or a Rembrandt person, or neither?
That's a hard one.
Okay, look, that wasn't really... That was only meant to sort of give us a chance to set it up. Actually, I'm going to give you the platform. I want you... We're using Audioboo, right? It's a podcasting app, right? It also has a platform. It's a business and all that. I'm going to show you how it works. But most of all, I'm actually really... There are a couple of things here. First of all, the word creative pushes a button. Mm-hmm. I'm curious. Mm-hmm. Leadership pushes a button. Well, Amsterdam pushes a button. I have good memories of Amsterdam. I work in a house. Our company is half the house, and the other half of the house is two Dutch guys who run a business called Human and Kind.
Okay.
Right?
Very interesting.
They make skincare products,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Two Dutch guys, right? And my business partner is South African, mm-hmm. with connections back to Holland in something like the 17th
sure.
century or something
sure.
like that, right? But look, enough about me. But Lisa, what is the Amsterdam School of Creative Leadership?
Sure. In a nutshell, our program is really about helping leaders in all facets, whether you're a social entrepreneur, a business entrepreneur, or you might work for a corporation, or you might run an architectural business, helping leaders in their own right become more creative, helping you work through breakthroughs, helping you to get...
And is it for Dutch people? Is it just for Dutch people?
No, it's an international program, so we are looking for the mavericks.
Are you trying to attract mavericks from other countries?
Yes, absolutely. That's why I'm here in Dublin attending the WebTech.
You've come to the Dublin Web Summit looking for mavericks?
Yes.
And what gives you the idea you might find a maverick here?
I think when we, first of all, I mean, we're a new program. We just started up in March of this past year.
So March 2012.
Exactly. We had 30 global participants from around the world come to descend upon Amsterdam to start our program. We have everybody from TED Fellows, from Ashoka Fellows, to Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential People in the World, Head of Sustainability for Nike. So we really
Slow down. You've just said Time Magazine.
One of Time Magazine's most influential people in 2010.
Came on your program?
Yes.
Own the school?
He doesn't own the school.
Genuinely came on the program?
Exactly. So this is...
Why would someone who was that successful come on your program?
That's a great question. This is really about executive leadership and really getting to the heart of what is your passion and purpose, and how can the Think program is different things to different people. How can this program help cultivate your personal development through leadership coaching? That's one aspect of our program. And also your professional development. So we have an accelerator portion of the program where we help people scale up businesses that they're doing. So this particular person, people that are attracted to the leadership program are looking for non-traditional education programs. They're looking for something that's cutting edge, that's innovative, that's new schools of thought, it's new ways of working. We don't do your traditional case study method, which you might get in a business school program.
You're an American living in
yes.
Netherlands, right?
Yes.
Now, anyone can say that they're creative, right?
Sure.
It's a buzzword, right?
Sure.
But there's obviously something different about you, because if you can successfully attract somebody that you just, even one person, right, I'm saying to myself is, what's the background? I mean, who are the people behind this school? What, I mean, why would because it isn't just what's the words on paper. These people must be quite special.
Absolutely. I think, you know, the thing that attracts participants to think is the same thing that attracts myself and other faculty to think. It's really about being part of a movement of non-traditional education. Our co-founders believe that traditional education programs, executive education, business school programs, are not preparing the next generation of leaders for the societal issues that the world is facing. So,
and who's your founder?
So two of our co-founders, we have a gentleman by the name of Bas Weerhart, who is a Dutch gentleman, an entrepreneur, who's done amazing startups, particularly in the Netherlands.
What age is he?
He's 42.
Oh, 42, same age as Chris Brogan.
Yes.
Do you know Chris Brogan?
I don't know Chris Brogan.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
No.
Good.
But I'm going
right.
to look him
I'm
up.
I'm going to introduce
okay,
you to
perfect.
A very special man.
Excellent.
Yeah, go on.
And we have another gentleman who, so Boss is really sort of our creative entrepreneur, our strategist, our marketing person. And then the guy that really has his feet on the ground from an operations side is a former McKinsey partner of the last 25 years, a gentleman by the name of Menno van Dijk. And he originally was one of our board of advisors, and decided to step in full time to get this program up and running. So we've got sort of the business side. We're partnered with Stanford D School, so we have a Stanford Innovation Program. Our dean is a former chief design officer at Philips. And then, of course, we have a relationship and partnership with McKinsey as well. So we've got people from big corporations, also from the equipment side, because they really see the value of this cutting-edge program. And that's really resonating with people, and that's why we're able to attract such mavericks, top talent, to this program right now, which is quite exciting.
Okay, the word maverick is a word I understand, but... I don't know what it means to you. I understand it in one way, but give me an example of a maverick.
A maverick
give
is
us a few
someone that...
What are the characteristics
okay, so,
of a maverick?
Sure. So if I were to look at a maverick working in a corporation, it'd be someone that is leading the troops, right? They're head of their business department, their management director in a lab. They have, you know, maybe a team of 10 to 100 people behind them, and they are responsible for transformational growth, future trends, and getting the troops behind them. So that's on the corporate side. A maverick would be someone that's able to really accelerate transformational changes
but
in the company.
But couldn't that be any CEO? I mean, I know lots of CEOs in charge of large numbers of people, if you like, leading them. But
sure.
I wouldn't describe many of them as mavericks,
no,
to be truthful.
I mean, no. I agree with you. And I think a maverick is what we would call an outlier. You know, someone that goes against the mainstream. Someone that's not getting from the traditional leadership programs that their corporation might be giving them or the business school programs that they might be interested in looking at. They're not getting that stimulation or that sort of buzz and energy and support that they're looking for something else. That's why
you have obviously got stimulation and energy and buzz. You love this. I can just tell it, right?
Yes.
But tell me the backstory. How did you get involved with these people?
Sure.
You, an American, from where?
From
Massachusetts?
Yes.
Give me a bit about you.
Sure,
right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
As I just mentioned, American, and I lived in the U.S. for 28 years.
In Massachusetts?
Yes, in Massachusetts.
Very liberal place.
Very liberal place, yes. I'm a political junkie. I study politics. I've worked in state and local government as well, but that's another lifetime ago. And for the last 6 years, I've
Were you a Ted Kennedy supporter?
Absolutely.
Okay, right, just checking, yeah.
And his distant relative is now running for a Senate seat, but that's another thing I'll tell you after. And so for the last 6 years, I've been a bit of a global nomad.
Nomad. Do you use the word nomad to describe yourself?
I do, yes.
Do you know AJ Lamb?
I don't.
Oh, you're a lucky woman. I'm going to introduce you to another person. You're a global nomad. Okay, where did you go from Massachusetts?
Hong Kong.
Hong Kong, right. For how long?
3 years.
Did you like it?
I loved it. It was a very stimulating place to go.
Which years were you there?
2005 to 2008.
That's when I came back to Ireland,
2005. Okay. You were there?
No. Oh. I was moving from the UK to Ireland while you were going from Massachusetts to Hong Kong. Right?
Yes. Okay.
So what happened in 2008 then?
In 2008, I took a sabbatical.
What sort of job did you do in Hong Kong?
I did international recruitment for an MBA program, so similar to what I'm doing now.
Aha, right, right, okay.
And I took a... Sorry, is that okay? I took a sabbatical, so kind of, you know, you work to get to a certain level of age and work experience and financial standpoint, and then you get to a point to say, okay, what's next in life? And so at the time,
I went and sat on a beach in Thailand for the next year.
I did that, but I also did something a little bit more giving back, I'd like to think. I quit my job and I lived in a township in South Africa, working for HIV AIDS NGO.
Outside Joburg or outside
Cape Town? 4 hours south of Joburg. And an hour inland from Durban, so it was a town called Maryvale.
Maryvale. My business partner is South African, and he will know where this place is. And, David Quaid, if you're listening to this, you will know where that place is, and so will a number of people. Right? Okay. Well, David Quaid does SEO. He's a very, very big SEO type person. He lives in Limerick, and he is Irish South African. That's another story. My business partner is South African from Joburg. Okay. So anyway, you hung out in the township doing what?
I did. I did a few things. I worked with helping to build a business plan to get, it's 99% unemployment in this township. You know, a job is gold in this township. So we worked to put together a business plan to start a bakery in the township.
Do you bake yourself?
I'm not necessarily a baker, but you learn a lot about how bread is made, where people buy their bread, how much they're willing to pay. So, you know, you do your little market research in the town, so that was interesting. But the big thing I did was really working with the orphan children of HIV/AIDS. So a lot of the kids, their parents died when they were quite young, so they themselves had to take care of their siblings and learn to run a household and budget and go to school.
Would you say you're very value-driven?
Yes.
Are you a value person?
Yes.
That's the impression I'm getting.
Yes.
Okay. So take me on. I don't want to take all your time. I could talk to you forever, right?
Yes.
And we may talk on other occasions. But I look, before I go anywhere, I got to tell you about AJ Lamb, right?
Okay.
He describes himself as a nomad, right? Mm. He is actually a Cuban American. He's American, right? His family background. He is actually going around the world in 1,080 days.
Fantastic.
For the purpose of promoting the idea of living with intention, right?
Mm.
Being an artist.
Sure.
Putting yourself on the line. He's describing himself as a revolutionary. And he's one of the most extraordinarily wonderful people I've ever met in my life.
Mm.
And you use the word, you know, global nomad.
Mm.
And that's a bit like as if you took his term out of my book. Of course it isn't, it's yours.
Sure.
But I'm going to link you two people together,
sure.
Right? But go on, give me the quick heads up then, out of South Africa. What got you to Netherlands?
Absolutely.
Where did you go next?
So along this.
Did you ever go to Malawi, by the way?
Have you ever been to Malawi?
Okay. AJ Land did a project in Malawi in which they raised, $2.5 million in 3 weeks.
Fantastic.
Through digital storytelling.
That's amazing.
I've probably got some of that figures wrong, but the true figures are actually amazing. I'll lead you to the story about water aid in Malawi.
I've heard of water aid, sure.
Right.
Excellent.
Sorry, I'm interrupting you.
No,
carry
that's
on.
Fine. So, again, amazing experience in South Africa. Still heavily involved with the organization.
You still are?
Yes.
Right.
And helped to do some fundraising for them. And along this way, I met a lovely Dutchman. And that,
aren't they all lovely,
yes,
the Dutch?
They really are.
I mean, they can paint so well. As we began the conversation, you met a lovely Dutchman who is across the table.
No. Yeah. This is a Dutchman. I mean, this is an Irishman.
Right.
Yes.
Excuse me. You met a lovely Dutchman, right. And you, he kidnapped you?
Yes, exactly. He held me ransom.
And he took you to where?
And he brought me to the Netherlands, to Amsterdam.
To Amsterdam?
Yes.
Do you live in Amsterdam?
I do.
Central Amsterdam?
I do. I live in Museum Square. I live right in...
You live in Museum Square?
I do. I live right around the corner from the U.S. Embassy, or the U.S. Consulate.
Right.
Lovely, lovely place.
Look, I could talk to you forever, and that's given me a sense of how did you meet these other people behind the the school of, you know, creative leadership?
Absolutely. I think for myself, feeling a little bit of these similar things in terms of being feeling quite global in terms of where is home and what are my values and what are my interests. I went to work at Philips for a couple of years in a corporate setting, and it wasn't fulfilling me in terms of my values, my passions, my interests. And so through my journey, I came across the lovely people of Think, and here I am.
And the lovely people from, what do you call it? Think.
Think. THNK.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, can people find THNK on Twitter?
Yes. We do have it.
What's the Twitter name? Okay, it doesn't matter. Look, people can Google it, right?
Yes.
If they Google Think.
Think.org.
THNK. Think.org. Right. Now, look, if I'm a maverick in, for sake of argument, Vancouver, right?
Yes. Jane
Boyd, listen to this. If you're starting a campus in Vancouver, right? Okay. I'm a maverick in Vancouver, right? Or in Portland, Oregon, for that matter, right? And I'm saying to myself, I'm a maverick. I need to develop my confidence as a maverick, but my practice is that of a maverick. I want to mix with mavericks, right? I want to, you know, firm up my myself so I become a more, let's invent a buzz term, impactful maverick, right?
That's absolutely.
Would you guys help me?
Absolutely. That's exactly, this is an executive level program, so our average age is 38. So
average age, 38? She's 38, right, okay.
Management director level.
Now, okay. I've heard of programs, you know, that are MBAs, right? Is this $50,000 a year to come and join up?
Well, we have scholarship opportunities. If you are a corporate sponsor,
if you're a maverick, you rob a bank. It's pretty obvious, right? Right?
Yes.
You know?
If you are the right participant for this program, we will find a way for you to get there. Let's put it that way.
Wow.
But we do have...
How long does it take on your program?
18 months.
18 months.
Yes.
Right. Do you get qualification?
Part-time.
Do you have to physically take yourself to...
Four times. Within the first 6 months, you need to take yourself to the campus location.
Yeah,
which now is Amsterdam, and that is going global. Yes.
That sounds the equivalent of a woman called Liz Strauss saying to me, or indirectly or indirectly, Paul, you have to be in the room, right?
Exactly.
It's not enough to be miles away.
You have to physically be there.
You have to be physically in the room.
And I think, you know, there's a lot of trends right now to have online programs and online education. And when you talk to the participants and speak to them, you hear that nothing compares to that connection that you get on campus, building that momentum for those intense days on campus.
You speak with such confidence that you can represent the organization. I'm really struck by that, right? I mean, it gives me the impression that you're there at the top table with these people. I know you have a job. Go out and find me the people. Is that your job?
My job is to
find... Are there others like you, or are you the
I have one
head
partner.
Honcho?
I have the one partner in crime with me doing corporate partnerships in recruitment, a gentleman by the name of
Edward. Only got a few seconds left.
Yes.
If you could meet the ideal... who is your ideal person to meet in the next couple of days? Give me some of their characteristics. You've got about 20 seconds to give me some of their characteristics.
I'm looking for for people that inspire me, that I hear their stories, I hear their passions, I hear their interests, to really get at the heart of what it
is.
Okay,
what else? What else? Other than being inspiring.
Sure. And I'm looking for something that's innovative, that's new, that's something everybody's building platforms.
Fresh.
What makes your idea unique? Okay.
You've got 6 seconds.
And what type of person are you in terms of, are you value driven, and what type of societal impact?